To NURFM 103.7, there is one aspect of employment where there does seem to be quite a lot of males not getting involved, where it's still very much the ladies there, and that is primary school teaching. And it can be a bit of a concern that the right balance is not being struck from that end. Someone that's got some thoughts on that is from the University of Tasmania, Vaughan Cruikshank, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning, Vaughan. Why is it still in 2017 we don't have a lot of male primary school teachers? Because we know in a lot of other areas of employment, we're trying to get the balances right, get the right amount of females, right amount of males, but it just hasn't quite worked for teaching, has it?
No, it hasn't. It's sort of been going down. It was probably about 30% of Australian male primary teachers in the 80s were male, and now we're down to about 18%. So it's a reasonable drop.
So that's pretty much half of what we had before statistically. What are we putting that down to?
Obviously, population's grown and female teachers have increased, whereas males haven't. So there's probably a lot of different factors that influence that, but certainly there's a perception amongst the sort of male primary teachers I've talked to that primary teaching is a less acceptable sort of job for a male, because it sort of involves a lot of those caring, nurturing sort of qualities that aren't sort of seen with, you know, traditional male professions.
Okay, so, and I guess that's not so much a big deal when we get to, say, high school teaching, because that everyone's a little bit older and it's not so much a thing, but certainly at the other end. But we know that it would be great to have the complete balance of having the right amount of guys in there as well. How do we go about fixing it?
Yeah, well, certainly there's a lot of different, I guess, possible solutions. Like my PhD sort of said, okay, we know men face some of these challenges, like they're a bit fearful and uncertain around physical contact. They may be a bit socially isolated. So I've really looked at practical strategies that men could use, you know, in their schools. So if they're socially isolated, what are some of the strategies that experienced men use that other men could use? So I'm certainly hoping to get some of them out there. But I guess other things might take a bit longer, such as, you know, sort of changing societal perceptions of male primary teachers so that it is sort of more acceptable for men to go into those sorts of roles.
Do you think it's something that could change relatively quickly, or it's just not changing and the cut-through is just not there?
I think it is slowly evolving. Those sort of societal perceptions take a bit of time to move, but sort of in the kind of, I guess, era we are now with the sort of compulsory police checks for people working with children, you know, there's going to be a lot more acceptance that the men who choose to go into these roles are not dangerous to children. You know, they're there, and sort of research has said that male primary teachers have the same motivation as females. They want to help students, they want to be there to, you know, help them develop and learn. It'll be a slowly evolving process, but I think there are things happening in the right direction.
Which is good to hear, because we know if you get the right balance, you both males and females have something to offer at that end as well. Fingers crossed we can see a little bit of a change with that, and thanks for sharing some thoughts on that with us this morning, Vaughan.
No worries, thank you.
From the University of Tasmania's Health and Physical Education area, Vaughan Cruikshank on what is still a lack of male primary school teachers. It got dropped by half in the last 30 years. 2NURFM 103.7.